Commissioner Dora Schriro said last month she would reverse a plan enacted by her predecessor to consolidate Connecticut's 11 state police barracks down to 5. Some barracks were closed after normal business hours, and emergency call boxes were installed outside of the barracks so residents would have a way to reach a trooper. The consolidations raised concerns about public safety and long wait times for non-emergency services. Now, in addition to staffing those barracks again, Schriro is restoring some of their functions. She says calls that don't require a trooper to respond to a scene will be directed to the local barracks. 911 calls will still go to other dispatch locations.
This is a well-reasoned and well-researched strategy. It represents the very best in public safety and in customer service, public service.
Schriro says of the 1.5 million calls to state police last year, 60% were administrative and 40% were to 911. Emergency dispatch centers in the eastern and western parts of the state were consolidated. Plans to consolidate centers in the central region are on hold. Connecticut Senate President Donald Williams says restoring any calls to the local barracks is a step in the right direction.
I know there's going to be a continuing conversation about how well the consolidation is handling the emergency calls. There have been some bumps in the road on that, but this commissioner has listened very carefully to folks.
Williams says the state police barracks are important because they serve as local police departments in many communities. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.